This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 115th International Women's Day being celebrated today. Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens holding special function to mark the day. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Karnali Provincial Assembly, says government plans to proceed with constitution amendment keeping national needs at centre. Government grants permission to table some replacement bills of the ordinance designed to amend some Nepal acts, and US President Donald Trump threatens Russia with sanctions and tariffs amid his spat with Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. The 115th International Women's Day is being celebrated today with a variety of programs across the world and in Nepal too. The major theme for the day this year is For All Women and Girls, Rights, Equality and Empowerment. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens is holding a special function while women's organizations affiliated with various political parties have also planned different events for International Women's Day. The day is observed every year on March 8, commemorating the economic, political and social achievements of women working in various fields around the world while also advocating for enhanced women's empowerment, elimination of gender inequality and violence. Women's rights have been established as a fundamental right in the Constitution of Nepal. Based on the principle of proportional representation, women's participation in the political and administrative organs of the state has also been ensured. The United Nations has been celebrating Women's Day since 1975. On March 8, 1908, more than 15,000 women in the United States demonstrated demanding shorter working hours, better pay, and the right to vote. This day is celebrated to commemorate the day when women themselves began the struggle for their rights and well-being. Meanwhile, in a message today, President Ramchandra Podil has said that principle of proportional inclusion adopted by the Constitution has proven to be a milestone in establishing meaningful representation and leadership of women in the political, social, economic, cultural and educational sectors. In a similar message, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has stressed on the need to run awareness campaigns about gender equality and women's rights for the general public. Similarly, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Ghimire and National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal have also received separate statements extending their best wishes to all women and girls on the occasion of International Women's Day. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government has planned to proceed with the need-based amendment of the Constitution. In his address to a meeting of the Karnali Provincial Assembly yesterday, the Prime Minister said it is the duty of the government to protect and implement the Constitution by amending it, keeping the national need at the centre. Reminding that the seven-point agreement between the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress before the formation of the incumbent government is also about the Constitution amendment, the Prime Minister said it will, however, not be carried out haphazardly. A total of 3,841 students graduated from the Midwestern University in its third convocation ceremony held in Birendranagar, Surkhet yesterday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, also the Chancellor of the University, presented certificates to the graduates of various levels and faculties in the ceremony held at the university's central office. According to the university, this year's graduates include 2,189 undergraduates from all faculties, 1,663 postgraduates, and 19 completing MPhil from the management faculty. The government has fixed the price, minimum support price of spring paddy at 2,869 per quintal for the current fiscal year. The information was shared by the government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, while releasing the recent cabinet decisions in Singhadarbar yesterday. The cabinet also decided to appoint Agni Prasad Kharel as Human Rights and Transitional Justice Advisor to the Prime Minister. The cabinet also granted permission to table some replacement bills of the ordinance designed to amend some Nepal acts. Likewise, the cabinet promoted Dr. Vikas Devkota to the vacant post of Health Secretary. The government is set to host a two-day National Labour and Employment Conference in Kathmandu on March 10th to 11th. The event will be held under the theme of Expansion of Production and Productivity, Sustainable Foundation for Internal Employment. At a press meet organized yesterday by the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari said the conference was designed to receive submissions regarding the Strategic Action Plan for the Domestic Employment Promotion Decade. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to inaugurate the event. Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Dr. Toshima Karki has said that the time has come where all women lawmakers should be united to fight against the state's discrimination on women. During an emergency hour in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, she pointed out the need of launching a struggle being united for the social, political and professional rights of women. Karki objected to the government's recent decision of appointing another person to the post of secretary by keeping Dr. Sangeeta Mishra, who is in the first position on the basis of seniority, aside while appointing secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population. Similarly, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, has said works under the second section of the Kathmandu Ring Road expansion project would be started soon. Responding to questions raised by lawmakers in the House meeting, Minister Dahal said that the construction of service lane was underway on the second section of the Ring Road. Minister Dahal said that the remaining construction work will start with the support of the Chinese government in some time, as all the preparatory works of the main lane have already been completed. In the meantime, the 6th and 7th reports of the National Security Council for the two previous fiscal years, 2022-23 and 2023-24, have been presented in the National Assembly. Minister for Defence Manmeet Rai, on behalf of the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented the documents in yesterday's session of the Upper House. Similarly, the meeting endorsed a proposal to send the Banking Offences and Punishment Second Amendment Bill 2080 Bikram Sambat that was obtained from the House of Representatives, along with the message to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise deliberation. The proposal, tabled by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil, was endorsed by the session unanimously. The National Assembly shall meet again at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, has clarified that no laws will be formulated by the House of Representatives that restrict press freedom. Addressing the second anniversary and annual general meeting of the Economic Media Association Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Speaker Ghimire said that he was clear about not going against the spirit of freedom of press and freedom of expression guaranteed by the Constitution while formulating legislations. Furthermore, Speaker Ghimire asserted that there should not be any restriction on the freedom of press, noting the widespread concerns over some of the provisions in the Media Council Bill. Now on to some international news update. US President Donald Trump has said he is strongly considering large-scale sanctions and tariffs on Russia until a ceasefire and peace deal with Ukraine is reached. As reported by BBC, Trump said he was contemplating the move because Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. Trump's comments marked a sharp change in tone. Since coming into office, he has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin and blamed Ukraine's leader for not wanting peace with Russia. Trump did not provide any details as to how such sanctions and tariffs against Russia may work. Russia is already under the heaviest Western sanctions in its history, many of which target its oil exports and foreign currency reserves. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the western low pressure system across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi province, partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in hilly regions of Kosi province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 9 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 20 to 22 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. 115th International Women's Day being celebrated today. Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens holding special function to mark the day. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Karnali Provincial Assembly, says government plans to proceed with constitutional amendment, keeping national needs at centre. Government grants permission to table some replacement bill of the Nepal of the ordinance designed to amend some Nepal acts, and U.S. President Donald Trump threatens Russia with sanctions and tariffs amid his spat with Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.